You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Next, we're going to hear from another poet who will be reading at Saturday's Lit Crawl event for Copper Canyon Press. Poet and professor Dean Rader's latest collection is called Self-Portrait as Wikipedia Entry. It examines how we construct our own identities every day using pop culture, politics, and literature. And he isn't afraid to make a wide range of references in his work, from the internet to expressionist art. He spoke with KELW's Jen Cheehan about where he draws inspiration for his poetry, and he starts with one of his poems.
So this is a poem for my wife, composed partially in the manner of Chris and Desiree from The Bachelorette. Each season of ours is a secret, like a code our son invents when he pretends to be a spy. No one, not even us, knows how or when we think of the other. If there were magic glasses to see you better, I would not wear them. I like to imagine the distant unknown of you in your life of offices, meetings, and cool jeans. I wear a trench coat and search for the clues in the abandoned warehouse of a heart. I hope is mine. I love you the way a producer loves an audience he sees once a week through a man and a woman on a set, which is to say, eagerly, and not without some strange self-interest. Every day, without knowing it, you look into the camera and ask, "Will I accept this rose?" And I always say, "Yes."
Thank you. It's very sweet.
It's pretty sweet.
It ends up being sweet.
Yes.
So I'd like to talk about where inspiration comes from for you. This poem that you just read references reality TV. Elsewhere, you reference Langston Hughes, Paul Klee, Frog and Toad, and Wikipedia, of course. Do you think about distinctions like highbrow or lowbrow?
I think the distinctions between the two are real but pointless in some ways. I think people are afraid they're going to get poems wrong. Mm-hmm. There's a kind of poetry angst out there, and people see a poem, they're like, oh, I'm just not going to understand that poem, or I'm just going to get that wrong. And if there is one thing you can do, like have the word bachelorette in the title, immediately that relieves some anxiety. Like, oh, I know The Bachelorette. Maybe I'll like this poem. So I am interested in this book demystifying poetry in some ways. Someone who knows about The Bachelorette or Paul Klee might find some entry into the book. They might see those things as invitations in, that not all poetry is exclusive or high culture or effete or eliminating in some strange way. So I want the book to be an invitation in. And one way I think to do that is to have poems that already put the reader and me on the same page.
You talked about an invitation into poetry. What was your own invitation in? What made you fall in love with poetry? What or who?
I still remember it. So I was an undergraduate, and I was just assigned in this random literature class to read some poems in this poetry anthology, Modern American Poets. And I remember sitting in the cafeteria, and I remember turning to this one page, and there were W.S. Merwin poems on the left and James Wright poems on the right. And reading these poems and feeling like the room was moving away from me. I had no idea that there was poetry in the world out there like this. And it took me to some other realm. I still remember it like it was yesterday. And I remember thinking, wow, if this is out there and it's considered poetry and I didn't know about it, what else is out there? And then not long after that was the next level. Can I write something that maybe one day would make someone feel the way these poems made me feel?
Well, the name of the new collection, Self-Portrait as Wikipedia Entry, is actually the name of a poem that you wrote. And then the form of that poem was exactly what it sounds like, with citations and hyperlinks that you could actually click.
Exactly.
Some surreal and kind of weird and funny facts,
exactly.
Biographical facts about
yes.
you. So what led you to name this new collection after that particular poem?
after my first book of poems came out, someone did a Wikipedia page for me, but about half the information was incorrect.
Do you know who it was?
No,
it just
no clue. It just appeared. Based on some things in it, I could probably hazard a guess, but a lot of the things were not quite right. I mean, some were more or less right, but others were not right. And I thought how interesting it would be if all someone knew about you were accurate and inaccurate details in a Wikipedia entry. And then I thought about interesting it would be if in a Wikipedia entry were not sort of public verifiable things, but private things like what you're afraid of or what you think about God. And so when I was thinking about this notion of self-portraiture, I thought, oh, in this digital age, what we know about someone tends to be what we can find online, and these kind of verifiable but yet not wholly verifiable and not comprehensive or accurate renderings, just random data that's out there. So I thought I would have some fun with the idea of Dean Rader. So the poem is full of actual facts, flat out lies, and made up stuff. So I'm very interested in the assemblage of the self and the assemblage of culture. And I think we are all interested in a range of things. And we might love comic books and TV shows and art and fine food and wine. And so what makes us who we are, how we assemble ourselves in terms of ideas, texts, language, I think that we seek information in a lot of different ways. And so the publication of the book is about my interest in what's knowable or not about the self, about the world, about language, about identity, those kinds of things.
Those kinds of small things.
The tiny things, right.